The Mishnah says, Beishamai say at night when you learn Kriyashma you must be lying down, and the morning when you say Kriyashma you must be standing up, based on the Pasuk, Uvashachmcha v'kumecha. Beis Hillel say you can learn either Kriyashma in any position that you are in, or in any position that you want, based on the Pasuk, Uvalechtcha v'derech. The Pasuk, Uvashachmcha v'kumecha, is just the timing of when to say Kriyashma, but not the positioning. Rabbi Tarfin says, I was once traveling and laid down at the evening time to say Kriya Shema on the way, and I put myself in a sakana because of the listim. The Chacham told him, you deserve to be damaged, you deserve to be harmed because you were over on the Divrei Beis Hillel. The Gemara explains, Beis Shammai say, if the Pasuk meant to only teach timing, the Pasuk would have said Boiker and Erev. The fact that it says B'shach B'chav Kumecha, teaching also positioning that is needed to say Kriya Shema. What does Beis Shammai learn from the Pasuk of Alech Techav Aderech? He uses it for the drasha of a brisa that says b'shiftecha b'veisecha comes to exclude one who is oisik b'mitzvah from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and uvalechtecha v'aderech comes to exclude a chassan who marries a basula from being pater from Kriya Shema. One is only chayiv when it's a derech, it's his own derech. He's on a derech of rishus, but when he's oisik b'mitzvah, he's pater. When a person marries an almana, he's not as torid b'mitzvah, and that's why he's not pater from Kriya Shema at that time. But tarid by itself would not be enough of a reason either. It has to be a tirda of a mitzvah. That's what would make someone potter from Kriya Shema. Although Beis Hillel agrees with this drasha of the Braisa, he still says that the pasuk of Alechtcha v'aderech would also be enough to teach that any position is acceptable to lay in Kriya Shema. Braisa brings a story where Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were together one evening. Rabbi Yishmael was laying down and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was standing. When it came time to read Kriya Shema, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was standing, went to lay down to be Yoitza according to Beis Shammai, which then followed Rabbi Yishmael getting up to make sure he was laying the evening Kriya Shema standing up to then follow Beis Hillel. Rabbi Shmuel explained his action, that I wanted to get up to be Yoitza according to Beis Hillel, and even though you may say to me that Beis Hillel allows any position, so why did I have to get up? I got up because I didn't, since you went from a standing position to a lying position, the Talmidim may think that we passing like Beis Shammai. I wanted to make sure that they realize that I was not following Beis Shammai, therefore I got up to show that I'm not following Beis Shammai, instead I'm following Beis Hillel. Rabbi Cheskel taught a brisa that if someone follows Beis Shammai, he's Yoitza, if someone follows Beis Hillel, he's Yoitza. Rav Yosef said if someone follows Beis Shammai, they're not Yoitza. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said if someone follows Beis Shammai, he's actually Chayav Misa, like we see in the Mishnah, where they told Rav Tarfin, you were deserving to have damage, to be put in danger because you follow Beis Shammai. For the morning Shema, the Mishnah says there are two brachas that are made before it, and one bracha that is made after it. For the evening Shema, there's two brachas that are made before it, and two that are made after it. With those two after the Shema brachas that are made with the evening, there's one that's long and one that's short. Whenever the Chacham say that a longer bracha must be made, you don't have a right to make it short. And whenever they say it should be short, you don't have the right to make it long. Whenever the Chacham say that a bracha should end with a chasima, with saying Baruch Ato again, you don't have the rishus that to cut that out. And if the Rabbanon say that you should not end with such a chasima, you don't have the right to end with such a chasima. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Amar Rabbi Yishia says that you make the bracha in the morning of Yoitzer Ori Uvoiri Choshech. The reason we mention Choshech, like Rava explains, is because we want to mention night in the morning, and we want to also mention morning in the night. So we say Yoitzer Ori Uvoiri Choshech, which makes mention of night in the morning. And at night we make the bracha of Goylil Or Mipnei Choshech, B'Choshech Mipnei Or, Abaye explains, therefore we have mention of the morning at night as well. With regard to the second bracha made before the Kriya Shema of the morning, the many shittas hold it as you say a hava rabba, but the rabbanon say it is a havas oilam. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel says if one learns Torah before saying the birchas Kriya Shema, he has to make separate birchas haTorah. But once he already made the birchas Kriya Shema, he said a hava rabba, he no longer has to make birchas haTorah. The Gemara brings machlokes as to what type of limud haTorah would require birchas haTorah. With regard to what birchas haTorah is, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel says you say asher kedushanu misayis zvanu lastik b'divrei Torah. Rabbi Yochanan would add like we add harav no Hashem alekenu, etc. Ending with Baruch Ato Hashem Amalam Yitor Li Am Yisrael. Rav Hamnuna would say the bracha of Asher Bachar Bonu Mikolo Amim. The Gemara says that we say all of them. A Mishnah Masechtas Tamid describes the morning process where the Kehanim would begin to do the Avodah even before they can lay in Kriya Shema. And the Mishnah goes through and says that the Kohen in charge, the Memunah, would tell the Kehanim to recite different things at different points in time as the day began to come upon them. The first thing is he would tell them to say one of the brachas before Shema. The Gemara says that Shmuel says it was the bracha of Ahava Rabba, but Rabbi Zrika Amar Abami Amar Yesh Lakish says it was the bracha of Yetzer.